Hey, what's up, you fucking weirdos? How you doing? It's your old pal Ian here. Good to see you. Good to be seen. You can't see me, but I didn't want to be mean, so just thought I'd say a little something right there. And I am talking to you from snowy Denver, Colorado, baby. That's right. I am on the road right now. I'm sitting in my rental car, and I figure I might as well just talk for a minute. And welcome to Ian Fidance's Wild World. That's right. It's my world, bitch. Welcome to it. Yup. Thank you all for listening to the first episode. Everyone's been so nice. I got a lot of good feedback. Someone said that it wasn't loud enough, but maybe I'll fix it this time. I'm still learning. And thank you all for coming on this journey with me. I appreciate it, man. Yeah. I had a good time recording that little thing. I did about 2 weeks ago. A little bunch of little stuff's happened in between. Got a little story for y'all. I'll tell that a little later. That's right. But right now I'm so excited, man. I'm in Colorado. I got a show tonight, show tomorrow night. I'm headlining the Prost Brewery tonight. That's right. The Max Line Brewery tomorrow night, Fort Collins. And I'm excited about that. I am right now, I'm about to meet up with my buddy Wesley. He told me to meet him at, he just had a kid, so he can't like hang. He had that vocal surgery, so he couldn't even talk for like a month. And now he can like talk a little. And I'm grateful. He just had a kid. He said he's going to meet up. We're just going to get coffee, hang out, which is nice. You know, he's on throat rest and he decided to take time to talk to me. How about that, huh? What a world. But the place he told me to meet him at, yo, get this, okay? If you know, you know. If you don't know, well, now you do. I love bicycles. I love coffee. I love shooting pool. And I love my life. And I am in the car outside of a place called Denver Bicycle Cafe. Can you believe it? That's right. It's a bicycle shop / cafe. I mean, can you beat that? No, I don't think so. It may be about a pool hall and some titties. But, dude, when I was in Chicago last week. Holy shit, it was so fun. Shout out to Timmy McLaughlin or Malaflin. I don't know how to say your fucking last name, dude. Whatever. But thank you for letting me stay with you, man. We had a blast together. And I was in Chicago, and I found this place called Surge. And it was a pool hall coffee cafe. I got to shoot pool and drink coffee. What more do you want, huh? Yeah, I was pretty excited. Chicago was great, man. Dude, I'm telling you, it's wild. People came out to every show that have heard me on other podcasts or the radio, which was, like, so nice. Matter of fact, these fellas came out the first night, and I was taking a dump in the bathroom, and I heard Timmy taking a whiz next to someone, and I heard my name came up. This guy was like, yeah, we came to see Ian, and he's like, oh, yeah, you excited? You know, kind of, like, talking it up. I'm like, and I'm shitting, and I'm like, this motherfucker, shut up. So then they're talking for a minute, and he goes, well, you'll get to meet him in a second, because he's taking a shit, right, Ian? And I was like, hello. Interesting, we get to meet under these circumstances. And the guy waited for me to get out of the bathroom and kind of stood there and talked to me while I was washing my hands. But I was grateful for it, man. Someone coming out, see me, say hi. Hell yeah, dude, let's fucking shit together. Why not, you know? But it was cool. A lot of people came out, met a lot of cool people. The comics out there were pretty funny. And I really enjoyed myself. I'm going to go back out there. And, you know, I just love going to different little towns, man. I'm so excited. I'm in Colorado. I'm going to stay with my buddy Wes's friend, Sarah, tonight. And then tomorrow night, I'm staying with my buddy John Toll, who, if y'all know anything, was the lead singer of One Life Crew, Pit Boss 2000, motherfucking hardcore, kicking Nazi ass back in 94. Fuck yeah, dude. We're going to hang out. I'm going to interview him. Maybe he'll be on this one or the next one. But always love sharing stories with my buddy John. And it's going to be a good time. And I'm going to go into this bike shop and look at some bicycles and drink some coffee. And oh my God, I can't wait. It's snowing right now. There's snow on the ground. It's a little idyllic town. Oh, I see a billboard. Denver's number one for new country, 98.5 KYGO. Kygo! The only country I listen to is Wheeler Walker Jr. That's right. That motherfucker rips. Dude, he is the fucking best. I'm going to play a song for you right now from him because you guys need to hear him. I don't know if you haven't heard of him, you should have. He's Sturgill Simpson's buddy. Sturgill Simpson, holy fuck. I mean, he's a goddamn god. Country god, bitch. And they're buddies, so Wheeler Walker is this, like, fucking pervert that doesn't give a fuck, and he just, all his songs are about whatever he wants them to be. This is his track list from his 2016 album, Redneck Shit. Redneck Shit, Beer, Weed, Coochies, Family Tree, Can't Fuck You Off My Mind, Fuck You Bitch, Drop Them Out, Eating Pussy, Kicking Ass, Fighting, Fucking, Farting, Better Off, Beating Off, Sit on My Face, Which One of You Queers is Gonna Suck My Dick. Now let me tell you something, I've never related to an artist more. That's right, because I have said Which One of You Queers is Gonna Suck My Dick. And then it turned out I was a queer, and it was someone else asking. That was a fun one. And then, yeah, I've eaten pussy, and I've kicked ass. I love fighting, fucking, farting. Sometimes women's is headaches, man, and you're just better off beating off. And no matter what, whenever I'm with a gal, actually, if I'm into the gal, I like it. If I'm not, it's like, eh. But, hey, if I'm into you and we're hanging out, I definitely want you to sit on my face. I mean, this is just good old-fashioned fun. I mean, it's got a good beat, good guitar picking. Now, Wheeler, tell me about it. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. I think you just got the lyrics that'll win your gal over. If you're having a hard time with a chick, you're having a hard time with a dude. The number one thing you can do is just have them sit on your face. It would solve world peace, I think. Yep. You ever see an ass so fat, you're just like, break my nose with that fucking ass. I'd take out a bank loan and a cosigner and have you park that thing on my face. What's up? Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, call my face a driveway. You got to park on it. That's right. Do your pussy get stinky? I mean, it gets stuck in your head. It's fun. I did try telling a friend about it. She's a gal, and she was not into hearing about that. But you know what? Wheeler's not for everyone, and I don't want to be for everyone either. Yep. I don't want all you motherfuckers to like me. I only want some of you motherfuckers to like me, and I want the ones that like me to really like me. That's right. So, yeah, sit on my face. Anyway, man. This past week, I had a really good week. I also saw that an anti-hooker lawmaker used tax money for prostitution, which I just think is delicious. Anytime you're against something, you got a part of that something in you. I mean, every time. Dude, for me, tell you the truth, man, growing up, secretly fucking bi, sucking dick on the side, acting like fucking gay people were evil because I wanted to, you know, I was like a small town Dexter. You know, I was fucking trying to solve the crime while I'm committing blowjob murders around town, you know? Trying to throw everyone off the scent of my crime. It's tough, man. People can't be honest with how they feel. If you want hookers, get hookers. Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Fucking, you're employing someone. As long as they're not a sex slave, it's a transaction. You don't have to. You know what it is when you guys show up. You play a role. You do it. You're done. You're not stringing someone along. You don't have to lie to get what you want. You can be honest. I mean, really, you just got to get right with yourself and think if you want to go through with it. They're fucking people. Treat them like people, man. You know, every time I've gotten a prostitute, we've hit it off because I've treated them like a fucking human being and not a fucking politician scumbag that is so secretive and scared and doesn't want to get caught. It's like, well, get right with yourself, man. Only do things in your life if you are okay with people finding out about them. If you're fucking sneaking around and doing shit that you don't think that people would look down on you for, maybe don't fucking do it. You know, every politician that's like against gay marriage gets found getting his dick sucked in an airport bathroom. It's like, yeah, no wonder, man. You're fucking scared of your feelings and emotions. You're scared of being your true self. And I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like. It feels fucking bad, man. You think the more angry you are and the more out against it, the more you can bury it down. But it comes up, dude. It fucking, woo! Whatever doesn't come out in the rinse comes out in the wash. I don't know how the saying goes, but it comes out, man. It does. It really fucking does. I was talking to my roommate last night. He thought I was on crystal meth one time because I came home and I was banging around the apartment screaming. And he thought that I was on crystal meth and I had like just come out. And so he's like, oh, crystal meth's a huge part of the gay community. He's been sucking a million dicks, getting treated like a fucking human cum rag. He's on crystal meth. That's why he's being crazy. I was not fucking on crystal meth. I had a break with reality because I could not. When I came out and people showed me love, I had this thing inside of me that thought that I was going to be hated by everyone and no one would want me around. And that's everything I built up in my head because I was so afraid of abandonment. So when I started to tell people and I was met with love and understanding, I never thought I could feel true love. I never thought that I could feel true happiness. And when I started to, my brain literally broke and I had a break with reality and didn't know what was real and what wasn't. I thought that I was getting messages from people and that I was part of a reality show set up by the government. And because I could not believe that my reality was actually real. Because I'd held that shit down for so long and I finally got it out. And thank God I did, man. I've never felt better in my entire life. And I ain't gay and I ain't whatever. I'm more straight than anything, but you know, whatever. Fucking, I just like to fucking have fun, dude. I ain't gonna discriminate, you know? But it just feels so good to be who I am and be honest and have a strong foundation of who I am and know who I am and what I stand for and what I'll take and what I won't take and the shit that I'll put up with and shit that I won't put up with. I finally see my value. I never thought I had value, man. I had to find out that value is something we always have. We always have self-value. But what determines that value is our self-esteem. And our self-esteem can deplete. Self-esteem is like our value is like a cell phone. Our self-esteem is like the battery. It goes down, you got to recharge it. You got to figure out ways to recharge your self-esteem so it can get up to 100 and you can see, oh, wow, I got this thing here that's worked all along. You know, in order to use a cell phone, you got to have a strong battery. In order to be the best person you can be, you got to have strong self-esteem so you can see your value. And so others can see the value in you too. You know, if you got low self-esteem, you don't open yourself up to others for them to see and for them to hold on to. We all got value. We all just got to work at finding it. It's always been there. It's never not been there. It's just our shit self-esteem that tells us we don't, you know. You just got to work. You got to do little things that make you find that self-esteem. You know, talk to a friend, hang out, do something nice for yourself. It makes you feel better. And once you start to feel better, you see, oh my God, I do have value. I do have purpose. I do have a reason for being here, man. And we all do. Every single one of us do. It's just a matter of finding it and holding on to it, man. I'm just so grateful I've found it, been able to hold on to it. And I love the fact that I can try to help other people find it too, because we all got it, man. Yeah, that's right. Let's take a little moment, a little break, and why don't we give Gail a call, huh? Let's see what Gail's up to. Hopefully she's free. She might be busy running errands. You know, she is the belle de ball in Delaware.
Hey.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Ian.
What are you doing?
I am working.
Oh, nice.
What are you doing?
I'm working.
Oh.
That's right.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
Oh, it's so beautiful. I woke up this morning, the birds are chirping, and I got... The sun was shining. I got so excited. I thought maybe it's going to be super hot today, but it's like 30 degrees.
Well, yeah, just stay in the sun. It's a lot warmer.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the weather like in Delaware?
Beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. So sunshiny.
You know, when it's a beautiful day, we call it a Gale Fi dance.
Thomas. You're so rotten.
Uh-huh. I learned it from you.
To the core. Yep. That's why I love you.
Yep. I'm bad to the bone.
Scorcher mortars.
What?
You're scorcher mortars.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, do I get to hear about your trip?
Oh.
I only have like 5-10 minutes because I have a doctor's appointment today.
Oh, do you?
I do.
With Linda?
Yes.
Oh, tell her I say hi.
Oh, I will. She always, always asks about you.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are many
people who love you.
There are many people that love you, Mom. I've been getting so many good feedback things from the podcast.
That is hysterical, Ian.
Uh-huh.
That just cracks me right up.
Yeah. People go, your mom's funnier than you. Uh-huh.
I don't think so, but
no.
I guess you had to get it from someplace.
Uh-huh. One friend said, "Hey man, your podcast's fucking stupid, but I love your mom."
That's amazing.
I know, right? Yeah, his name's Shane Gillis. He's a real piece of shit. Nah.
He thinks I'm amazing.
No, I'm kidding. I love him.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. If you could say anything to all the people that are saying they love you, what would you say?
I would say thank you. I am so lucky my son has so many amazing friends.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yep.
Well, that's good because they'll hear that message because I'm recording you right now.
Ian! Ian?
Yeah?
You know it's against the law to record somebody when they don't know it.
Nuh-uh. The Patriot Act.
Oh, my God. Ian Thomas, this has really got...
Yeah, so Denver was nice. The shows are good. I made a really good friend. My friend Wes got me to stay at his friend's house, and they were like the sweetest. And we drank coffee and hung out and talked, and they were just so nice.
Now, what did you do for them while you were there?
I washed their dishes. And I made the bed.
Sweet.
Yep. And whenever someone says, you know, you're really polite or you're a good guy, I say, well, Gale Fi Dance taught me well.
Damn right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep.
You like both of your ears where they are attached, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, I'll be honest, Mom. They had a bunch of food and they were like, help yourself. And I took a bunch of their food and they got... Yeah, they got mad at me for it. And I was like, well, Gale Fi Dance told me to do it.
No, yeah. Now you're really BS, and you would not do that.
Yeah, yeah. They had a dog. It was barking a lot. I hit it so it would stop talking. Yeah, I did. And they were like, "Who?
You did not stop.
Who would tell you to do this?" And I said, "Gale Fi Dance."
Right.
Yeah, you're not welcome in Denver, Mom. I'm sorry.
All right, now stop the BS. I only have like 5 minutes. Get real here.
What?
Come on.
It was fun. I had a good time. I'm going to go back.
Yeah, but you didn't do all that stuff. I want the real facts.
Oh, wait. You don't... Nuh-uh. Mom, I really did punch a dog in the face. Yeah, and I said, this is for Gail. Why would I lie, Mom? I love how you go, you didn't really do that stuff. Like, I really stole their food and punched a dog and blamed it on you.
I'm saying you really didn't do that stuff. I know you really didn't. I'm not questioning it. I know you wouldn't do that. I'm trying to stay calm and say you really wouldn't do that stuff instead of saying you lying low.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a real good time. I found like a little coffee shop that I went to that was good, and then I stayed at my buddy John's place Sunday night, and his wife had made paleo chicken, fried chicken, and muffins, and we ate them. Oh, and Mom, we went and shot pool, and we went to this like real shithole Denver pool hall, right?
Like where you took me?
No, I took you
was
to a nice.
Dirty pool sticks?
Yeah, I took you to a nice shithole.
Oh my god. Okay, this must have really been.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. Well, I didn't know it at the time, but when we walked in, we got kind of some looks.
Why?
Well, because the internet said it closed at 2 a.m., but we got in there at 12:15, and the woman was like, well, we're closing in about 10 minutes, but you can shoot until I'm done with the register. And we're like, okay. So then I go to the pool table, and they shut the music off. Yeah, so I didn't even think anything of it, and I took my phone out and I started playing my own music.
Oh my darn child.
Yeah. So I'm playing my music, I'm dancing around, we're shooting pool.
Oh.
And I didn't know it, but my buddy John told me that some guy with tattoos, when I went to the bathroom, he heard him say to the bartender, "You want me to take care of these guys?"
Oh.
And they were like, yeah. They were like, no. And he goes, come on, I'll rough them up. Get them out of here. They shouldn't be here. Yeah. And then I come back and I'm like, you guys like this song? I just kept playing my music.
You do have a natural way of aggravating people.
I know. I learned it from you. Yeah.
They should have said something to you. Like, I know we're closing early, but we're empty and whatever.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wouldn't that have been funny if I got my ass kicked to my own soundtrack?
No. Not at all.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm thrilled. So now when do you go to New England?
Well, I'm in Connecticut next week, and I'm in New England the 27th to the 1st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, where will you be staying there?
I'm just going to crash on someone's couch, yeah.
Sweet.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so glad. Did you get that other video of Lucy?
I did, yes. Yes.
Isn't it precious?
Uh-huh.
Hiding her ball in her bed and digging and digging. And how about, little Maddie being a little piglet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love how when you send me these videos, they're like 4 minutes long of just the dog sitting chewing on her toy.
But it's so adorable, every second of it.
Yeah, it is.
You get it.
I get it.
You can delete it.
No, I won't delete it. I'll look at them when I miss them, and when I miss you, I'll look at them randomly.
And Winston meowing in the background.
Uh-huh. He's saying hello.
They don't take up too much space on your whatever, your cloud or whatever.
No.
Okay.
No, there's space in the cloud.
All right. All right, Tootsaroons.
All right, Mom.
I love you.
I love you too. Be careful driving
around. I know today.
Oh, anytime.
I knew my day was gone too nice.
Yeah, I just love, being a little pain whenever I can. Yep.
I think you enjoyed a little too much.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right.
I love you anyway. I love you too. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Go get some sunshine.
Okay.
I mean it.
I will.
now.
All right, I'll go outside.
All right.
All right, I'll say my mother said.
That's true.
Yep.
Good. You're allowed to say that.
Oh, All right, get out of here.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, I love Gail. Gail's the best. I love you, too. Thank you for listening. I had a fun time on this one. Hope you all had fun, too. Next week, I'm going to play my interview with my old buddy, John Toll. It's going to be a good time. And in the meantime, I appreciate y'all. Really, thank you for listening. Thanks for the good feedback, man. And I hope y'all appreciate yourselves, too. It's important to look in the mirror and not just see what you see, but love what you see. And I love what I see today, man. I hope you do, too. This weekend, I'm going to be Union Hall Saturday night. Picture this. And that's something you should all come out and see if you're in the city. And then next weekend, I'm in Connecticut. Yup. Go to my website, ianfidance.com, for details. At ianimal on Instagram. And at ianfidance on Twitter. And hit me up if you got any questions. I'll answer them or say something on the pod. But I really appreciate you guys. And thank you so much. Enjoy every sandwich. This has been Ian Finance Wild World. All right, now. Bye.